Now, thousands of mourners queued through the night to pay respects to the Brazilian soccer legend Pelé, who is lying in state at the stadium of his former club Santos. Pelé's coffin is in the centre of the pitch at the Urbano Caldeira Stadium in Sao Paulo. Fans have lined the streets to get into the ground. Some wept, others applauded the player who helped Brazil win three World Cups.
He's the number one ambassador of this country in the world, in my opinion. So if you travel abroad and you talk about Brazil, the first word you see coming back is you are from the Pelé's country.
We grew up with him, especially the streets that I grew up. He used to go to the supermarket. Every day I say hello to Pelé.
Well, let's talk now to football journalist Tim Vickery, who joins us from Sao Paulo. I suppose a lot of us could say, Tim, that we grew up in our own way with Pelé and watching his magic over the years. This is a very public farewell to not just a sports star, but a much-loved public figure.
I think all of us feel a little bit like we've lost part of our own inner child. You know, it takes us all back to when we were playing in the park as a seven-year-old wanting to be Pelé. Well, now his coffin is on its last voyage. The wake in the centre circle there at Santos lasted 24 hours. In scalding sunshine, in the wee small hours of the morning, there was always a queue. A total of around 230,000 people filed past. That's more than half the population of the city of Santos. Just in the last few minutes, the coffin placed on top of a fire service truck is leaving the stadium now making slow progress because there are so many people on the streets as this truck takes Pelé's coffin around the streets of Santos towards his last resting place. Mm.
Earlier, the procession stopped, I understand, at the home of his 100-year-old mother, Celeste. Is that right?
Yeah, it hasn't stopped yet. The procession has only just started some 5 minutes ago. But that's where it's going to go. That's on the route. Mm-hmm. His mother, we hear from Maria Lucia, Pelé's younger sister, is not entirely lucid and may not be fully aware that her eldest son has passed on. But it's a way of paying tribute to her. She was an extraordinary, important person in the development of Pelé. She was one of those people who forced him, really, to make every last use he had of the extraordinary talent that he was born with. So, yes, the procession will pass by her house before it goes to the vertical cemetery that Pelé handpicked to be his last resting place.
Yeah, well, tell us about that, because he'll be buried on the ninth floor, is that right, of this building?
It looks as if there's been a last-minute change of plan.
Okay.
The plot that he himself bought for his family is on the ninth floor of this building, which has some 40 floors. Pelé chose it because he said it doesn't feel like a cemetery. There's nothing depressing. There's nothing sad about it. And he chose 9 because that was the number that his father wore as a player. And this cemetery overlooks the Stadium of Santos. But it looks as if there's been a last-minute change, with the building itself suggesting that instead of being on the ninth floor, they have a mausoleum to him on the first floor, making it easier for members of the public to come and pay tribute to Pelé. So it looks as if we've had a last-minute change on that.
I'm sure many will want to do just that. Tim, thanks very much indeed for speaking to us. That's Tim Vickery in Sao Paulo in Brazil. After the break, we'll be hearing about those statistics from the CSO on lots of different aspects of Irish life over the last year or so.